turns gold. There's a cold monkey with a heart so bold, tapping on keys like they're made of pure soul. Building dreams out of digits, making websites roll. Oh, Austin Cold Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the consummate king of the SEO show.
So I want you to imagine you spent like 10 years building just the highest rated plumbing business in Austin, Texas.
Right. The dream scenario.
Exactly. You have, you know, hundreds of these perfect 5-star reviews. You've been sitting super comfortably on page one of Google since, what, 2018?
Oh, yeah. Raking it in.
Right. But then tomorrow morning, a homeowner's pipe bursts. And they just yell at their smart speaker for an emergency plumber. And your business isn't even mentioned.
Just completely invisible.
Right. And you're wondering why? Well, it's because you didn't optimize for the robotic concierge.
And honestly, that is the terrifying reality of the 2026 search landscape. Mm. I mean, we are looking at a fundamental rewrite of consumer behavior.
Yeah.
Where visibility, it's no longer just about beating your local competitors. It's about, you know, proving your actual existence to an artificial intelligence layer that basically sits right between your business and your customer.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we are pulling apart this really fascinating 2026 guide. It's published by an agency called Austin Code Monkey, and it's titled, Which Agencies Specialize in Local SEO for Small Businesses in Austin, TX?
Yeah, it's quite the read.
It really is. Yeah. And the piece focuses super heavily on the hyper-competitive Austin market, right? So roofers, law firms, salons, all just fighting for this digital real estate.
Blood in the streets kind of competition.
Totally. But our mission today is much broader for you listening. We're using this document to extract the universal blueprint for, well, any local business trying to survive this wild AI-driven landscape.
Right.
So, okay, let's unpack this. Because the rules of being a well-informed business owner, they've just completely shifted.
You really have. And my goal today is to, you know, look at the mechanics under the hood. What's fascinating here is the source explicitly warns that businesses failing to adapt to this AI-driven search, they might just see their visibility vanish overnight.
Which is wild.
Right. Even if they had great historical rankings. So we really need to understand not just what local search engine optimization looks like today, but the actual engineering of why AI forces this total shift.
Yeah, and the guide establishes a really clear baseline before we get into the crazy sci-fi stuff. It says local SEO is still the absolute core engine for qualified leads and revenue for a small business.
Exactly, it's not dead.
Right. But the definition of that engine, it's expanded massively. I mean, we are way past just a simple list of 10 blue links.
Oh, totally.
We're talking about Google Maps, localized organic listings, and these new AI-generated search overviews and voice assistants. I kind of look at traditional SEO like buying the biggest ad in a digital phone book.
Right, yeah.
You bought the keywords and you basically just waited for humans to scroll down the page.
Yeah.
But modern SEO, I mean, it's like an exercise in training a fleet of highly opinionated robotic concierges.
That concierge analogy perfectly frames the challenge here.
Right, because you have to convince a large language model to recommend you over 20 identical businesses.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, because a concierge, they don't just hand you raw data, they synthesize it, they curate it. They offer a definitive recommendation based on trust.
Right.
And to get an algorithmic concierge to trust your business, you have to pour this absolutely flawless digital foundation before you even touch the futuristic AI features.
Okay, so let's talk about that foundation, because the guide points to the Google Business Profile as like that concrete layer.
It's the absolute bedrock.
Right. You optimize your categories, your services, your photos, and you obviously manage your reviews.
Mm-hmm.
And it heavily emphasizes this thing called NAP consistency, name, address, phone number.
Crucial.
So crucial.
But look, we all know NAP consistency has been a best practice for a decade, literally SEO 101. But the source makes it sound like a life or death metric in 2026. Has the AI really become that fragile?
Well, I wouldn't call it fragility. I mean, it's about algorithmic doubt in a totally saturated market.
What do you mean?
So imagine your business is listed as an LLC on your website.
Okay. But not on your Google profile. Or maybe your address uses the full word avenue on Yelp, but it just says AVA on like a local chamber of commerce site.
Right, to a human, that's obviously the same place.
Exactly, a human easily infers it.
Yeah.
But an AI, it calculates a fraction of a percent of discrepancy. And when an AI has to choose between a business with zero data discrepancies and one with a 0.5% doubt factor.
It just chooses the flawless data.
Every single time.
Wow. But wait, how do agencies actually fix that across the entire internet? I mean, a business owner can't manually track down every directory listing from the last 15 years. That's impossible.
Oh, they don't do it manually. They use these massive data syndication networks.
Okay.
And API integrations. So they basically push a single locked version of the business's information to hundreds of data aggregators simultaneously.
Oh, so it just overwrites the bad data everywhere at once.
Exactly, at the source. And once that data is locked in, then you can move to hyper-local targeting, because the text points out that searching for, say, plumber in Austin, it's just too broad now.
Right, because Austin is huge.
Right, so optimization happens at the neighborhood level. Things like electrician in South Austin or Cedar Park HVAC repair. You have to build content that ties your specific services to specific geographical coordinates.
Which is wild. But we have to talk about the hidden gears supporting those coordinates. Because the source brings up technical SEO, so site architecture, mobile performance, and core web vitals.
The nerdy stuff.
Yeah, the highly nerdy stuff. Now, we know crawlability is standard practice, but the source basically implies that if your technical specs aren't flawless today, AI agents will just outright ignore you.
Yeah.
Has the margin for error really vanished entirely?
The margin is essentially zero. I mean, think about it. Search engines use these automated bots or spiders to read your code, right?
Right.
And these bots, they operate on a very strict crawl budget. They only have milliseconds to spend on your site.
Milliseconds.
Literally. And core web vitals, which are Google specific metrics for loading speed, interactivity, visual stability, if your largest contentful paint, which is just the time it takes for your main image to load.
Okay.
If that takes 3 seconds instead of one, the bot just abandons the crawl.
Wait, it doesn't rank you lower, it just leaves.
It just leaves. Technical SEO is basically a love letter to the bots.
But hold on.
Yeah.
So what does this all mean for you listening? If I'm a small business owner, say I run a little independent coffee shop, I don't have the budget to hire a developer to shave milliseconds off my load time.
You're right.
Or write love letters to Google's bots. Isn't this gatekeeping? I mean, how is a local bakery supposed to compete with a massive franchise that has an entire IT department?
Honestly, it is absolutely a form of technical gatekeeping.
Oh.
And that is the harsh reality the source is illuminating. The barrier to entry has moved from just having a website to having a high-performance digital asset.
That's a huge distinction.
Right. For small businesses, it usually means migrating away from those clunky DIY website builders.
Yeah, the ones we all used to use.
Exactly. Moving to streamlined, professionally managed platforms that just handle those core web vitals automatically in the background. Because if the bot cannot quickly index your site, the AI systems cannot extract your information.
And you effectively do not exist.
You do not exist.
Okay, so let's assume I've done it. My digital concrete is poured perfectly. The bot loves my site. Here's where it gets really interesting.
Yes, let's get to the fun part.
Right. The text pivots to the single biggest paradigm shift for 2026, AI search optimization, or AIO.
The real game changer.
It is, because consumers are now using ChatGPT, Gemini, Perplexity, and Google AI overviews to find stuff. And because of that, the search query itself has totally evolved.
People don't talk like robots anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. They aren't using choppy keywords like Austin Plumber. They're asking full natural questions. Who is the most reliable local SEO company in Austin?
And that shift in user behavior from those broken keyword strings to actual conversational questions, it requires an entirely different optimization framework.
Which the source outlines, right?
Right. It outlines several critical strategies. Entity SEO, GEO, AEO, and structured schema markup.
Wait. You just threw GEO and AEO at me. I know what SEO is, but what are those? We really need to break those acronyms down.
Fair enough. So GEO stands for Generative Engine Optimization.
Okay.
And AEO is Answer Engine Optimization.
That's for engine optimization. Got it.
Right. Traditional SEO aims to get your web page to rank on a list of links, right? But AEO is about formatting your content so that a large language model can easily extract a direct answer to feed directly to the user.
Oh, so you aren't even trying to get them to click a link.
Exactly. You are trying to be the source of the AI's spoken or written answer.
Okay, but what does that look like mechanically? Like, how do I actually format a page for AEO?
It requires a very specific syntax. So you structure your web page using an H2 header, a subheadline that asks the exact conversational question a user might ask.
Give me an example.
Like, do you offer emergency roof repair in South Austin?
Okay, so the exact question.
Yes. And then immediately below that header, you provide a crisp, definitive answer in about 40 to 50 words.
Just boom. Right to the point.
Right. And then below that, maybe you add a bulleted list of details. You are structurally serving the answer on a silver platter for the AI to scrape.
You're literally spoon feeding the LLM.
Precisely.
That makes total sense. But the guide also brings up entity SEO. And I want to get into this because in the past, if someone searched for the word Apple, the search engine just looked for the word Apple on the page.
Right. Keyword matching.
Yeah. So how does entity SEO change that?
Well, entity SEO is the shift from matching strings of letters to understanding actual things. Yeah, concepts. An entity is a unique, well-defined concept. Mm-hmm. So the AI understands that your specific plumbing business is an entity.
Okay.
And that it belongs to the broader entity of home services, and it operates within the geographic entity of Austin, Texas. The algorithm actually maps the semantic relationships between all these concepts.
But how does an agency actually build that entity authority? I mean, I can't just type I am an entity on my homepage and expect Google to buy it.
No, definitely not. You build it through co-occurrence and digital PR.
Which means?
The AI looks at where your business is mentioned across the entire web. So if your roofing company is linked from the Austin Chamber of Commerce,
okay,
and it's mentioned in a local news article about like a charity event you sponsored and you're listed in a prominent industry database, the AI maps all those connections.
Well, so it validates your real world footprint.
Exactly. It sees you as a trusted node in the local network, not just some standalone website floating in the void.
Wow. Okay. And that brings us to schema markup, which the guide mentions repeatedly as basically a strict requirement for 2026. What is the actual mechanism there?
Okay. Think of schema markup as putting a barcode on an apple at the grocery store.
Okay, I'm with you.
The checkout scanner, it doesn't need to know what an apple looks like or read a description of an apple. It just scans the barcode, and that instantly tells the system the price, the weight, the origin.
That's a great analogy.
Thanks. Schema markup is basically a specific code vocabulary. It's usually written in this format called JSON-LD, and you inject it right into your website's backend. It translates your human-readable text into machine-readable data.
So instead of the bot kind of guessing that a random string of numbers on my site is my phone number, the schema barcode explicitly tags it. This is a phone number.
Precisely. You tag your business hours, your geo-coordinates, your reviews, your FAQs.
Everything.
Everything. And when an AI like ChatGPT or Perplexity is trying to answer a user's question in real time, it will heavily favor data that is cleanly tagged with schema.
Because it's faster.
Because it requires zero computational guesswork to verify. It just knows it's true.
Right. So if I have successfully slapped barcodes on all my data using schema, how is the user actually consuming that? Because the text makes it really clear we're moving beyond just looking at text on a screen.
Oh, absolutely.
And that brings us to the voice assistant revolution.
Which is really the natural endpoint of all this conversational AI. The source highlights the massive explosion of voice search through Siri, Google Assistant, ChatGPT Voice Mode, and Gemini Live.
But wait, voice search has been around since like the very first smart speakers.
Mm-hmm.
What is actually new about optimizing for it in 2026?
Yeah.
Like, why the sudden urgency?
It's the complexity of the query.
Okay.
Think back 5 years ago, voice search was very command-based, right? You'd say, call a plumber or give me directions to the nearest coffee shop.
Yeah, very robotic.
Right. But today, because these voice assistants are powered by these advanced LLMs, the queries are comparative. They're highly specific.
People are having full conversations.
Exactly. Users will ask, hey, what's the most affordable heating repair company near me that has 5-star reviews and is open right now?
God, that is an incredibly complex set of variables for a system to process instantly. How do you even optimize for that mechanically?
Well, it ties directly back to everything we just discussed. AEO formatting and schema markup.
Oh, it all connects.
It really does. The voice assistant is cross-referencing your operating hours via your schema, your review sentiment via your Google Business profile, and your localized services via those H2 headers we talked about.
Wow.
And crucial point here, mobile page speed is everything in this context. Voice searches are almost entirely mobile.
Oh, true. You're in your car or walking around.
Exactly. So if your site suffers from any latency, the voice assistant will literally bypass you for a faster competitor.
Because it has to talk back to you immediately.
Right. It needs to deliver an audio response within a fraction of a second. It can't wait for your slow images to load.
Okay. Synthesizing all of this, maps, technical SEO, Core Web Vitals, AEO, entity mapping and schema markup. I mean, it is overwhelmingly clear that a small business cannot run this playbook in-house.
No, absolutely not.
You can't spend your day managing a hair salon and your nights coding JSON-LD schema.
That sounds like a nightmare.
It does. They need a partner. And the source guide actually evaluates three different Austin agencies, which kind of gives us a window into how these theories are applied out in reality.
Yeah, let's look at how the guide breaks them down. The first agency they highlight is Thrive Internet Marketing Agency.
Right, and the source notes Thrive is recognized for multi-location SEO, pay-per-click management, and broad lead generation across a bunch of various industries. They seem to be this very large, widely recognized presence in the agency directories.
Right. They really represent a comprehensive, scale-driven approach. They likely excel at managing that massive data syndication we talked about earlier.
The franchises, right.
Exactly. For franchises that need to maintain that NAP consistency across dozens of locations simultaneously, it's heavy lifting.
Definitely. Now, the second agency mentioned is Motoza Digital Marketing. According to the text, Motoza focuses on sustainable, long-term SEO growth strategies, specifically targeting small and medium-sized businesses.
Right.
And their heavy emphasis seems to be on traditional Google Maps optimization.
Yeah, and look, if a business's primary battleground is mastering the traditional maps pack, you know, securing those top three localized spots on a standard Google search Motoza represents a highly focused traditional strategy.
Because mastering that maps pack takes a ton of work.
Oh, rigorous review management, constant Google business profile updates, localized link building. It's a grind.
For sure. But then we arrive at the authors of our source material, Austin Code Monkey, or ACM, and their approach reads as distinctly different.
Oh, very different.
They brand themselves as Silicon Hills experts, hyper-focused on this exact 2026 tech frontier we've been dissecting for the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, they position themselves explicitly as AI search optimization and entity SEO experts. They're basically bridging the gap between traditional local visibility and the intense algorithmic demands of these new LLMs and voice platforms.
And reading their section, what immediately jumped out at me is that they feature a live AI chatbot on their own site called Ask the SEO Monkey.
Oh, yeah. That's clever.
Right. It claims to give straight answers with no fluff regarding local SEO, rankings, and AI search. They are basically putting their money where their mouth is.
Totally.
They are telling potential clients, hey, we understand AI architecture so intimately that we built it into our own front door.
Which is a huge flex. But this raises an important question for any business owner looking to hire a marketing partner.
What's that?
Well, the text provides a hiring checklist, right? And it serves as a brilliant litmus test for 2026 readiness. The guide insists businesses must explicitly ask potential agencies some very specific questions.
Like what?
Things like, do you implement schema markup? Do you understand AEO? Can you optimize for voice search ecosystems like Gemini Live?
So if an agency stumbles on those questions, are they just like dead weight in this market?
Honestly, yes. If an agency cannot articulate their strategy for navigating ChatGPT or AI overviews, they are operating from a completely outdated playbook. I mean, getting a client to rank on a traditional search page is just no longer sufficient if that page is being bypassed entirely by users interacting directly with AI agents.
You literally have to ask an agency if they know how to talk to the robotic concierges.
Exactly. That is the new interview process.
Okay, as we wrap up this deep dive, the blueprint for surviving as a local business in 2026 clearly demands a hybrid approach.
Very much so.
You can't just abandon the traditional foundations. You still need your accurate map listings, perfect data consistency, hyperlocal relevance. But that foundation must be seamlessly integrated with this futuristic technical readiness.
Right. The schema barcodes, AEO conversational formatting, entity mapping.
Exactly. It is the absolute fusion of a real-world reputation and machine-readable data.
It is. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, it leads to a final thought. I really want you, the listener, to deeply consider based on everything we've covered today.
I love this. Lay it on us.
So we discussed how platforms like Gemini Live and ChatGPT Voice Mode are rapidly becoming the primary interface for local search, right?
Yeah.
The defining characteristic of these systems is that they typically synthesize data to provide just one definitive answer. They do not offer a page of 10 blue links for the user to browse.
Right. They don't give you options. They just tell you the most reliable roofer is company X.
Exactly. So if AI systems increasingly become the sole arbiters of the single best local business and present only that one winner.
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
Will human consumers eventually lose the habit of browsing, comparing reviews, and making independent choices altogether?
Wow.
And if the consumer stops comparing, what does that mean for the future of local free market competition?
Does the robotic concierge just hand you a single business card, and that is the only business in town that survives?
That's the question.
Man, that is a profound and honestly slightly terrifying implication of this technology to leave on. Thank you so much for bringing us this fascinating force material today. For you listening, keep questioning the algorithms, keep optimizing your foundations, and most importantly, keep learning. We will see you on the next deep dive.
New from the Austin Code Monkey Underground Lab, the Austin Code Monkey AI Review Response Generator. Our SEO chimp got tired of writing review replies, so we built AI. Utilize it for your business because nobody opens their laptop excited to reply to Google, Yelp, Facebook, and TripAdvisor reviews. Visit Austin Code Monkey for more details at austincodemonkey.com.
Austin Code Monkey delivers expert web design and SEO services for businesses that want more calls, more leads, and more jobs. Our SEO strategies ensure your online presence keeps growing and bringing in results. For more information, call 737-932-7532 or visit our website at austincodemonkey.com.
Code Monkey, working all night. SEO wizard making rankings take flight. From the Texas heat to the neon glow, you're the code slinging king of the SEO show.